Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. And now, play ball. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Horta reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Colburn and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Boesley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive towards third. Mankowski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from May and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Molinaro strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Kemp moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 2 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mankowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corcoran moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Kevin Bell pinch runs for Eric Soderholm. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Garr reaches second base with a double. Horta scores. Bell moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Garr moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bob Sykes now pitching. Chet Lemon pinch hits for Bob Molinaro. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Garr scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Tom Spencer now playing left field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Sykes. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Corcoran. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Corcoran steals second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Parrish now catching. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Laron Lagro now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 4 in the game. Bosley bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Colburn moves to second. 2 outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is hit by the pitch. Kemp moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran bunts and there's an error on the play. Kemp moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 4 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Kemp. Parrish moves to third. Corcoran moves to second. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Corcoran moves to third. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.